It's now past 11:30. I'm going to call the special session of the Open Board of Directors meeting to order. Upon calling it to order, I'm going to ask that we all make our certification to the following motion. I move that the board certify to the best of each member's knowledge that at the just concluded executive session, only such matters as are authorized for discussion in executive session under board bylaws, Article 10, executive sessions, and only those matters identified in the notice by which the executive session was convened were heard, discussed, or considered by the board. The secretary will call the roll.
Kathy Hodgins?
Present. Yes.
Tom Downs?
Present.
Mort Downey? Alving Nichols?
Yes, and present.
Mary Hines? Muriel Bowser?
Here.
Marcella Koska?
Present.
Michael Barnes? Jeff McKay? Artis Hampshire Cowan? William Mule? Tom Bulger?
Here.
Tony Giancola? Kathy Porter?
I'm here.
Okay. We have a second. All those in favor?
Madam Chair, I just wanted to make sure, Madam Chair, this is Tom Downs. I just wanted to make sure we are now in a public session.
Yes, we are.
I signed in through the security code. Does that mean that we are not publicly accessible?
No, we are public.
The meeting is being streamed live right now, and there is also the public is present in the room.
Okay, the motion is approved. I think I have a concurrence on that. The item, what's my agenda? We have one administrative item, one item out of executive session, and it is the resolution that has been circulated. Is there a motion to approve the resolution?
So moved.
Approved by Mr. Moved by Mr. Is it Downs?
Acosta.
Mr. Acosta. Seconded by?
I'll second it. Alvin Nichols.
Mr. Nichols. I am going to read the resolve of the resolution. Resolve that the board accepts the decision of the court and adopts the elements listed on attachment A to this resolution as the wages, benefits, and working conditions covering employees represented by Local 689 ATU for the period of July 1, 2008 through June 30th, 2012, and be it final resolved, this resolution will take effect immediately. Any discussion? Question? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm sorry. I have to call the roll.
Kathy Hodgins?
Present. Aye.
Tom Downs?
Aye.
Alvin Nichols?
Aye.
Marcella Koska?
Aye.
Tom Bulger?
I'll vote. Aye.
Merle Bowser and Kathy Porter.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. Before we adjourn this meeting, that is the last item of the meeting, I'd like to make just a brief statement. And in approving a resolution, the resolution accepts the recommendations from the judge for the Local 689 employees on their labor negotiations. In accepting the recommendation, in the interest of WMATA, we are moving forward on the important work that's before us regarding safety, reliability, and customer service. We strongly disagree, and we're dismayed to learn the court's perspective that wage increases are easily absorbed by our riders and stakeholders, a view we do not share. These increases are not sustainable by our customers or by our funding jurisdictions. Instead of us prolonging this three-year battle, we have, and incurring the legal expenses that we have, it is the board's view that we should not appeal the U.S. court's decision. We want to put this matter behind us so that our employees can begin remain focused on serving our customers, but clearly we regard an award of this magnitude as generous given the extraordinary economic constraints under which our customers and our taxpayers are living. Many people in the region have received less, including zero increase in wages, furloughs, and pay cuts. Metro employees, we request that Metro employers act as become active partners with the board and the general manager and CEO in setting a new benchmark for customer service by consistently delivering the high level of service exhibited by Metro's most exemplary employees. Regardless of how one accounts for this expense, Metro customers are paying the award through their fares and the local taxes, and as such, deserve better service. The cost to Metro is estimated at $96 million in wages, with an additional $8 million projected in pension contributions. The authority has reserve funds consisting of the consistent with the accounting rules, and therefore the increase will not be a direct impact on our budget. We are ready to begin on our multi-year budget plan, and that the board's guidance to management is to aggressively continue to identify opportunities to reduce expenses, increase productivity, and improve efficiency. We are looking ahead, and there does not appear to be any basis for a budget for budgeting a general wage increase for the next year. Are there other questions from the board? Hearing no other matters to come before the board, are there no issues? All those in a motion to adjourn? Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second? Please second. Let us call the roll.
What?
We're calling the roll.
Kathy Hudgens?
Here.
Tom Downs?
Yes.
Alvin Nichols?
Yes.
Muriel Bowser?
Yes.
Marcella Costa?
Yes.
Okay. Motion approved. Thank you very much. We're adjourned.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you.